The popcorn's ready, the projector's ready, and so are we. It is Thursday, so it's time for Cinema Chat here on 89.1 WEMU. Good Thursday to you all. I am Matt Hobson, the acting host of Cinema Chat, and with me, as always, is Mr. Marky Arts himself, Nick Aldrink. Nick, how are you on this fine day?
I'm doing great. How are you, Matt?
Not too bad, not too bad. And just when you thought Michigan Theater couldn't get any more of a facelift, you guys had some more plans for your fantastic historic theater.
Yeah, we are working on a new marquee for the Michigan Theater. It's going to be, change can be scary. And every time that you see an image of Ann Arbor, you see the marquee. But we want to, make it clear that this update that we're given to the marquee will be designed to make it look exactly as it looks now, but with some electronic flourishes to it. Now, we're going to keep the blade the same. We're going to keep the outline of the marquee the same, but the faces themselves, where the words are on the marquee, we're working on that to be completely electronic.
Very nice. Save the ladders for another day.
Yeah, that's right. There's
safety first.
Yeah, there's safety concerns, and not only for our employees, but also for people on the sidewalk.
Because
I have changed the marquee a handful of times, and people are just on their phones. They're not looking where they're going. You have to lead them away from the ladder so they don't crash into you there. And, and in the winter, it can be quite treacherous getting up there. So, yeah, there's safety, and a lot of that is going into it. But also, our marquee letters are in such bad shape right now.
Okay.
And the manufacturer that made these letters, they no longer exist.
Oh.
And so there's a lot of reasons, but we promise that the grandeur, the glory of the Michigan Theater, if you're just looking at it casually, hopefully you won't even realize that there is a change.
Mm-hmm. Well, like you say, change is a constant thing, but we are looking forward to seeing how it looks up. We'll have a link to more on the information on our website, WEMU.org. Yep. But you can't have theaters without movies, and we got a whole ton of them, and Disney has yet another entry for the kiddies this week.
Yeah, there's a live-action Moana that opens tonight in multiplexes. This is the adaptation of the 2016 Disney animated film, Leaving Her Island for the First Time. Young Moana embarks on an epic seafaring adventure to restore prosperity to her people.
And once again, Dwayne The Rock Johnson is reprising his role from the anime movie to the live-action
version.
That's
right.
That could be fun. Mm-hmm. And also opening up the state is a movie that NPR gave a little attention to just about a week ago.
Yeah, it's called The Invite. This also opens tonight at the state and in multiplexes everywhere. This is about Joe and Angela, played by Seth Rogen and Olivia Wilde.
Who's the director, I heard.
She's the director. Their marriage is on thin ice. And when they invite their enigmatic upstairs neighbors, played by Penelope Cruz and Edward Norton, for a dinner party, the night spirals into unexpected places.
I love the word spiral. It always brings such surprises. And you got a couple of horror entries coming up this week, two of them at the state. One could be pretty scary, and one could be almost like a Twilight Zone episode.
Yeah. This one, we have Evil Dead Burn, opens tonight at the state and in multiplexes everywhere. This is the sixth installment of the Evil Dead franchise. After the loss of her husband, a woman seeks solace with her in-laws as one of them turns into a deadite, which is kind of an Evil Dead zombie creature.
Right.
She comes to discover that the vows she took in life survive even in death.
Yeah, Josh Hackle and I actually talked about this the other day. It seems the Evil Dead's kind of more of an anthology angle these days, as opposed to direct sequels, which can be cool. Mm-hmm. And The Rose of Nevada, this is the one that kind of made you mess with your head a little bit.
Yeah, you made a point that it is very much like a Twilight Zone episode. I hadn't really thought about that, but that opens tomorrow at the Michigan. It is about a mysterious boat that returns to a village 30 years after vanishing. Two men join its crew, hoping for better fortune. After one voyage, they find themselves transported back in time, mistaken for the original crew. And this stars George MacKay and Callum Turner.
Prepare to be frightened this week. You are tuning in to Thursday's Cinema Chat here on 89.1 WEMU. I'm Matt Hobson. With, as always, is Nick Aldrink. And we have a very special screening coming up this afternoon for you rock and roll fans out there.
Yeah, The Last Waltz will be playing today at 2 o'clock at the Michigan. There's the Sonic Lunch concert that's happening downtown with Theo Katzman. It's actually happening at the Michigan Theater. So after the concert, we're going to have a screening of this film, a film account and presentation of the film concert, the final concert of the band from director Martin Scorsese. And this concert film has Muddy Waters, Neil Young, Joni Mitchell, Eric Clapton, Bob Dylan, Emmylou Harris, Ringo Starr, and many, many more.
Okay, very nice. And we are continuing the, I guess, let's go alliterative a bit, the centennial celebration of a comedy genius.
Yeah, High Anxiety will play tonight at 7 o'clock. Mel Brooks just celebrated his 100th birthday, so we're having a little retrospective in celebration of his work. And this is a send-up of classic Hitchcock films. It's about a psychiatrist with intense fear of heights who goes to work for a mental institution run by doctors who appear to be zanier than their patients and have secrets that they are willing to commit murder to keep. And this is written and directed by Mel Brooks, of course. And then you got Madeline Kahn, Cloris Leachman, Harvey Korman, and many more as well.
Yeah, three of those are his very frequent collaborators. Yes. You may see them again later on in the series, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And here's something new for you doing for Friday for Singles Night. Can you give us little details on that?
Yeah, this is our first attempt at hosting a Singles Night. We're showing the film High Fidelity tomorrow at 7 o'clock. It's a social happy hour and screening experience designed for people looking to make new connections, romantic or platonic. And it's a $40 ticket, but that ticket includes the event, the admission to the event and film, two drink tickets, access to the pre-show singles happy hour, and a raffle entry to win a Michigan Theater date night package. And so the happy hour will be at 5:30 and High Fidelity will be at 7 o'clock. You can buy tickets to just the screening if you would like, but if you want the whole experience.
And I do highly recommend High Fidelity. Man, I just love, you know, John Cusack's character, how he overanalyzes everything. Yeah. And just any situation is like, okay, here's my top 10 songs for walking down the street or doing my taxes or anything like that. I just love what he did that. And then you're like, you know, maybe I should listen to these songs. And the late night summer ween continues with a pretty recent classic. I guess you can consider this a classic now because this has definitely got a bit of an audience.
Yeah, Midsommar. This will be tomorrow at 9:30 at the Michigan. It's about a couple who travels to Northern Europe to visit a rural hometown fabled Swedish Midsommar Festival. It will begins as an idyllic retreat, quickly devolves into an increasingly violent and bizarre competition at the hands of a pagan cult. And this is from director Ari Aster and it stars Florence Pugh.
Pagan cult, that's usually kind of a red flag, isn't it? And here's something for those who worship, like me, at the altar of the great Jackie Chan. You got something coming up on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, this is part of our monthly martial arts matinee series, and we're playing Drunken Master, the 1978 classic, on Saturday at 1:30 at the Michigan. Wong Fei-hung is a mischievous yet righteous young man, but after a series of incidents, his frustrated father has him disciplined by a master of drunken martial arts. And really, Jackie Chan, he's really at his best in this film.
Yeah. When is he not at his best? You know, except for time where you may have broken a hip or two or about five ribs and just once done. He's like, okay, let's do it again. And here's something very interesting, something you call the popcorn list. Yes. Can you explain that a little bit? And so, you actually have an entry from this as well coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, the popcorn list is in, it's a, there's a group of film festival programmers that made this thing called the Popcorn List, where they all got together and they voted on films that were playing at certain film festivals but didn't have distribution. And so they're offering the Popcorn List for the month of July to theaters that want to, you know, get involved and show these really great films that you just aren't getting the attention that they deserve. And one of them is WTO 99, and they'll be playing this Saturday at 4 o'clock at the Michigan. This is an immersive archival documentary that reanimates the clash between the then emerging World Trade Organization and more than 40,000 people who took to the streets of Seattle to protest WTO's impact on human rights, labor, and the environment. And so we're showing that one on Saturday. And then on Sunday, there's another documentary called Seeds that also play at 4 o'clock. And this is a look into the lives of black generational farmers, unveiling the challenges of maintaining legacy and the value of land ownership.
This all sounds like the format you guys use for Cinetopia. Find some good ones and give them the good distribution that they deserve.
Yeah.
And then you got another coming up from National Theater Live, starring the great Helen Mirren on Saturday. Yeah, of course, she's great and everything.
This is The Audience. It'll play Saturday at 7 o'clock. And returning to the cinemas for first time in over a decade, Helen Mirren stars as Queen Elizabeth II in Stephen Daldry's Olivier and Tony Award-winning production set during the Queen's private weekly meetings with 12 prime ministers from Winston Churchill and David Cameron. The Audience offers an intimate portrait of the woman behind the crown. And this is the acclaimed West End production was captured live in 2013 and became a one of NT Live's most watched broadcasts.
That's impressive. And also, you got something else coming from the summer classics, what I consider probably the saddest sci-fi movie I've ever seen.
Yeah, Interstellar will play this Sunday at 1:30. You know, Christopher Nolan has The Odyssey that's coming out on the 17th.
And we'll certainly talk about that next week.
Yeah, so we're going to flash back to this one from 2014, set in a dystopian future where Earth has become nearly uninhabitable. A team of astronauts embark on a mission to find a home, new home for humanity. Yeah, Matthew McConaughey, Anne Hathaway, Jessica Chastain, and a really great sci-fi epic.
Yeah, in the art house revival, you have The Umbrellas of Cherbourg, and also have a cozy craft night coming up on Tuesday.
Yeah, Charlie's Angels will play on Tuesday. Come with a craft and watch this classic action film from the year 2000. And then The Grave of the Fireflies will continue our Studio Ghibli series next week, Wednesday at 7 o'clock at The State with Grave of the Fireflies.
And you guys still have Camp, Jackass Best and Last, and Disclosure Day still playing at the Michigan and The State, respectively.
That's right.
Well, Nick, thanks a lot for coming by, and we'll see you again next week as we talk more movies.
Yeah, thanks, Matt.
For Nick Alderink, I'm Matt Hobson, sitting in, as always, for Cinema Chat here on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU Ypsilanti. Thanks a lot for joining us, and we'll see you again next week at the movies.